I remember the night that my husband died. I say die because he was already dead 2 days later when they disconnected from life support. And I dealt with his death in the usual ways. I was mad. I cried. You know, I denied it. And those buckets of tears just kept flowing. But I eventually came to realize what I want to talk to you about today. Where my grief, where my sorrow really came from. And that's that I wasn't going to have that anticipated future with John that I thought I would. You see, John and I were supposed to be RVing it right now, all over the country, seeing everything that there was to see, traveling overseas. And the more I thought about that, the more I would miss him and the more upset I would be. You see, we were supposed to grow old together, weren't we? Isn't that what we think? You know, grow old together, see the grandchildren, see them get married, visit all over, you know. It wasn't to be. But do you think that meant I accepted it? Of course not. I wasn't ready to accept that closed door that was there because it meant I had no idea where I was going. I had no idea how I wouldn't be alone anymore. Now, it's been well over 5 years now since John passed away, and I finally came across this very well-kept secret. You see, as I examined my life, I found that John's death was not the first time that I experienced a change in the future that I anticipated. You see, it happened when my little sister died. It happened when my parents died. It happened when my 401k plan went from up here to nothing, and I thought, how am I going to survive? Maybe it's even happened to you before. You know, you had this promotion that you were just sure you were going to get, but you didn't. Maybe it was you applied for this mortgage because you had this dream house that you really wanted to get, and then it just didn't happen, you know. Maybe you too were praying for that person you loved, and they died anyway, you know. I've come to believe that, at least for me, that while we might confess as Christians that our hope is in God, I place most of my hope in what I want the future to be. Are you with me on that? You know what I'm talking about? You know, because as humans, we have this limited vision, I think. We can't see what God can see in our future. You know, in the scripture today, Matthew's there, he's talking about, he says, you know, go seek God's kingdom. Go knock at that door, and I'll answer, you know. Seek, and you'll be just fine. I'll take you where it is. But, you know, when I think that God has shut off a future that I really want, I just plain get discouraged, you know. I want to cry about it. I want to grieve over it, right? Yet, as Christians, we're supposed to have that different perspective, and I say, suppose, because I don't suppose that I really wanted John to die. I don't suppose you really wanted to not get that promotion, or you really didn't want that divorce, or you didn't really want that person, you know, to keep doing drugs, even though you prayed to God that it wouldn't happen, you know. But when one door closes, I've found another one will open. Eventually, right? I say eventually because God's timing is not my timing, and sometimes my timing isn't God's timing, you know? I have to trust that God knows what God is doing, you know? I knew that the door was closed when my husband died. Do you think that that didn't mean I went back there and kept pulling on it and say, open up, I don't want this to be God, you know? But it was really my fear, wasn't it? It was my fear of letting go of what was that prevented me from saying, okay, God, I'm going to walk through this new door that you're giving me. You see, I wasn't ready to walk through that new door because you know what? Going to a new life is really scary, isn't it? And maybe you've had that experience. Maybe you've had this really great job offer come your way, you know, and you know that your current job is a dead end. You've been there 20 years, haven't gotten anywhere yet, right? But you're afraid just to take the chance that maybe God's bringing you something new. And perhaps you're dating somebody that you know there's not a chance that they're ever going to marry you. But at least you've got somebody, right? You know? Or maybe you need to downsize because the bills are really more than you can afford. But who knows what's going to happen to you if you try to do that, right? You don't know what's going to happen if you really let go of that door and let it close. But guess what? You can't walk in the future until you let the door close behind you. And we can be discouraged by those closed doors, can't we? But we can also forget that God has a plan for us and has a plan for our lives. And rather than getting upset and get angry when the doors close, you know, accept it. Pray for it. Open yourself up to God's vision, you know. You know what? And that's tough. I can't say that I'm one of those that does that all the time. Sometimes I just want to hold on for dear life and say, God, I don't want any more change. This is it. Let me be, right? Rather than saying, God, this is what life has thrown at me. I don't know what to do with it. But guess what? You do. And I have to trust, you know. And it's also been my experience, you guys might have had this one before. Sometimes God closes doors to keep us from going through pain and suffering. Why is it? Those are the doors I want to open. Have you ever done that? Knew it wasn't for the best, but you wanted it so bad that you went and you opened the door. But what was behind door number three probably wasn't going to be the Price is Right type of prize. Maybe it led to a divorce that you really, because you married the wrong person, you know. Maybe it meant bankruptcy because you did the wrong thing and you blew all your money on it, you know. You know, here's one thing that I've also learned about that, though. There's a way to handle our desires that lets you grieve, that lets you be angry, and that's to say, you know what, God, this is what I really, really want to do. But I am going to put it on your altar, and I'm going to say, God, if it happens, it's okay. But if not, then I know that you've got a better way for me. I know that you've got a future plan for me, and that it's going to be good, you know? Planning our future on our own hopes and dreams sometimes will bring frustration if it doesn't work out. It'll bring tears like I found. It'll bring grief like I found as well, you know. At some point, you just have to accept the fact that the future just is. Because it's made up of so many things that are going on in the world. It's God, but it's also many other people making decisions, right? And you just have to say, okay, God, you know what I want. And maybe it won't be this month. And I know that you've got plans for me and they're a lot better, but I know at some time, God, you're going to open that door and I'm going to walk through it and there's going to be joy and happiness. Isn't there, God? So whether a door opens or a door closes, as Christians, we have to choose to say, God's not letting me down. God is protecting me. God says, I've got your very best interests at heart. And you know what? Sometimes that's really hard. If what's happening is tearing you up on the inside, isn't it? It's when you say, this can't be for my own good. God, this is no way that this happened is for my own good. But you know what I found? That I need both closed doors and I need open doors to be transformed. Because it's in those closed and those open doors that you really can become that person that God is creating you to be, you know. Because that's when I'm stretched. That's when I have to say, okay, God, how much do I trust you? God, how much do I love you? You know, Isaiah says that God's ways are not our ways. I want my way. This is the way I wanted, God. But then Isaiah goes on to say, but God's thoughts and God's ways are better than your ways. And maybe you've said prayers like, the prayers haven't been answered the way that you want them to be. Or something didn't turn out the way you expected it to happen. You got that divorce. Or the loved one died. Or the illness wasn't cured. That that doesn't mean that God's not still with you. So let this sink down into your spirit today. God's ways are better than our way. And God's plan is bigger than your plan. So stay open. Accept whatever it is that's going on in your life at that time. Open up your mind to God's future, not to the one that you want. Let God do things God's way, and you'll see the future above and beyond anything that you ever planned.
Pieces on the floor.